Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and welcome to Healing Week on the broadcast all week long. Hey, right now, go get your study notes, kcm.org/notes. Particularly those of you that saw yesterday's broadcast, you understand now why those notes are so important. Every word that was spoken, every healing word of knowledge that went out on yesterday's broadcast will be right there on those notes. Just get in there right now and get them. They're free of charge. Download them. Now, listen to me. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because it is healing time. Father, we thank You, and we praise You, and we thank You that You are a healing Jesus. Glory be to God. And we receive Your presence on this broadcast today to heal the sick and raise the dead and move among the people all over the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Richard, that is something yesterday, brother. I mean, it was powerful.
Praise God.
It was powerful on Monday, but man, hey, yesterday was...
Praise God.
It really
Well, His mercies are new every morning, and I think He's got new miracles for us every day, too.
Amen. All right, let's go today into the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew. And you mentioned... But right before we started, that as the word of knowledge comes and as gifts of healings begin to function, there's no time nor distance in the realm of
no,
the Spirit.
None whatsoever.
And the Scripture said He sent His word and it healed them. And that's what's happening on this broadcast, and you need to get ready for that right now, because His word is being sent, and if we were there with You, we'd lay hands on You. But there is no distance in the spirit realm. So exercise your faith right now, and as we read these verses of Scripture here, and take hold of it. Now, Matthew 8, and in the 5th verse, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto Him a centurion beseeching Him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will, oh, there it is, I will, mm-hmm.
That's my
I
word.
Will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that You should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he cometh. To my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And I say unto you, many shall come from the east and the west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into darkness, be weeping, gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you. Now that is big. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. The word, thank you, Lord, the dominating power of the word has no beginning, and it has no end. You remember Micah said there's a virgin mm-hmm. will have a baby in Bethlehem. 715 years later, that virgin girl had a baby in mm-hmm. Jerusalem, right on time, right at the moment. And think about how the word had to dominate generations and maneuvering.
There are those who believed it and those who disbelieved
it. Oh, yeah. But it all came to pass right on time. So I want you to get that in your mind. The Word of God is God, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And this anointing, this powerful tent anointing is here today. And it is right there with you right now. If allow the Word to dominate that room where you are, to dominate the situation, dominate your spirit, soul, and body, and just immerse yourself in it by faith right now. Praise God. Amen.
Kenneth, before my father went home to be with the Lord, he said to me, "Son, when you get into your 60s, you will become a minister to ministers." And he said, "I want you to teach on healing, on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and on the principles of sowing and reaping." He said, "That is being lost in many of our churches." And he reminded me that healing is coming back big time.
Mm-hmm.
He reminded me of the believer's secret weapon, the Holy Spirit, who's in us, came in us when we got saved.
Mm.
How else could we get saved unless we have the witness
Absolutely.
Of the Holy Spirit with our spirit that we're born again? And how the Holy Spirit is a person, how He speaks, how we can tap into His prayer language, and how we can interpret back to our own mind. And then how we can plant a seed and believe for God to use that seed and multiply it back. And one of the things that I'm doing in the earth now, and I've been doing it now for the past several years, is I'm ministers' conferences and things like that, and I'm helping ministers to understand the healing principles of God. Many ministers have never laid hands on anyone. And they tell me that one reason is because they're intimidated.
Hmm.
They don't know what to do. They don't know how. And my father said, "I want you to instruct them on how to lay hands upon the sick." But then he also said, there are times when you can't lay hands on people. It's not appropriate, or it might not be received well. And so God has other methods. One method's not better than the other method. It's just different. And this is another method that Jesus is using. Now, you find Him all through the Scripture before. He's laying hands on the sick and they're being healed. But now, He's going to reenact Psalm 107, verse 20, which you just quoted. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Here's an old Roman soldier who understands authority. He understands kingdom authority. "I've been given authority from Caesar. He's the god of this world, so to speak. But I have authority under him, and I tell my soldiers, go and they go, come and they come, or they know what they're going to get if they don't. But I recognize that you," now he's transferring his allegiance,
"Yeah,
"I recognize you have authority above all authority, and you don't have to come and lay your hands on him like you just said you would. All you need to do is stand there and send the word of God. And if you'll send the word of God, my military aid will be healed." Now, I learned at an early age from my father. I remember him saying there was a man in New Jersey who telephoned him, said, "Brother Roberts, I can't come to your crusade in California. I'm 2,000 miles away. But if you'll pray there, I'll release my faith here and I'll receive the healing." And my dad said, "There is no distance in prayer." That's where I first heard that phrase. And the centurion was saying to Jesus, "I recognize there is no distance in prayer. There's no distance between us here in Fort Worth and where you are right now. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're in California, New York, if you're in Michigan, if you're in Canada, if you're in Timbuktu." By the way, there is a Timbuktu.
There is a Timbuktu.
Yeah, it's in Mali in West Africa. No matter where you are, we can send the same way you can send a text message.
That's right.
The same way you can send the Word of God. And Jesus marveled. He said, "I've not seen anything like this before. This is great faith. Never seen anything like this before." And he turned, and I can see Jesus. It's almost like I can see him putting out his hand and saying, I send the word to your military aid." And on the way home, he found out his military aid has been healed. Now, God has different methods. He uses the laying on of hands. I've been in dozens of services where I've seen you lay hands on the sick. And you and I have had services together where we both laid hands on them. And we both were under my dad's ministry. And my dad would say, "Richard, touch them like this." And he used to say, "Don't touch them until you're ready
to release your faith."
And he used to say, Oral Roberts uses his faith like a mechanic uses a wrench.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
but in this sense, the centurion said, you don't have to come and lay your hands on him. Because you are the Word clothed in flesh, and if you just send your word, my military aid will be healed. A few weeks ago, I was on television. There we got a call from a woman who had stage 4 cancer. I put my hands up and I said, ma'am, I can't touch you. You're in another city, but in the authority of Jesus' name, I send the word to you. And we got a telephone call back from her a few weeks later, the stage 4 cancer completely gone from her body. Now, I didn't touch her, but it wasn't dependent upon my touch. I was sending the word of God, not my word, but His word. Mm-hmm. And God, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if He'll send the word to this Roman army captain's military aide, then you and I can sit here today and we can send the word, and no matter where people are watching, they can get healed.
There's one thing that, Lord, help me. How can I put this? I know it appears, when you're watching it on television, it appears that we just kind of think of something and we just say it, but that's not the case at all. That is not the way that this happens. It is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit,
right,
in what 1 Corinthians 12 calls the gift of the Spirit. Now, that sometimes I'll just kind of a flash. It's almost like you're looking at it, and you just see it. And once or twice, I've actually seen it in a little quick vision where it was so clear. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, it's a spiritual sight, and you just suddenly see that, and then as you yield to it, as you're giving it forth, then it just begins to come out of your spirit. It's not something somebody said, well, I can do that, just sit down and start making up stuff. No, it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that at all.
It's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, it is.
And He's there the same as He is here.
Nor can we tell when He's going to do it.
No.
And He'll invariably do it when we don't want Him to do it. And when we want Him to, He will. He's sovereign, and He manifests that when He wants it. I've told Him how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, who to do it to. He's never done it my way once. He does it His way. But His way is always right. It always fits. It always blends in with what
He knows exactly what it takes to get your faith out of you. Exactly. And that's what He's after.
And He knows the timing.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Talk about that some more, Richard, and the manifestations of the Spirit, because you've seen them.
I feel like there's a great healing coming in people's lives through the sending of the Word today. I really believe that with all of my heart. That's why I want to pray in a moment. And I'm going to go back to what the centurion said. He said, it's not necessary for you to come and lay your hands on Him. Now, tradition teaches that the Roman garrison was stationed maybe 60, 70 miles up the seacoast. And Jesus could have traveled up there. He already said, I will come.
He said He would do it. Yeah.
And I will come and I will lay my hands on Him and heal Him. But the centurion said, that's not necessary now. The most expedient thing, Jesus, for you to do is to send the word. For I understand your authority. He knew something that the crowd around did not have a concept of. He understood the concept of kingdom authority. When a king speaks, that word goes throughout
Absolutely.
The entire kingdom. Yeah. And that's what was happening here. And so He said, you don't have to come. You just send the word and my military aid will be healed. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send the word to you. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do what my Father taught me and what my Father taught Kenneth to do, and that is to release your faith. Now, how do you release your faith? You turn it loose. Well, how do I turn it loose? You let it go. Faith has to come up. It's in your heart because you were born with faith. God has given every person the measure, not a measure, but the measure. You have all the faith that you need. What you need to do now is release it. So therefore, when I pray, I want you to let your faith go to God. Now, when I was a boy, you may remember me telling I had 22 warts on my left hand, and my dad said, I'm going to lay hands and we're going to believe God for healing. He said, I want you to release your faith. I didn't know how to release my faith. I was 8, 10 years old. He said, you see the light switch? That's a point of contact. When you flip the switch, the lights come on. He said, your faith is just like that. It's in your heart. Let your faith go. When I touch you, let your faith go. Well, he laid hands on me, but nothing happened at that moment. The next morning, the warts were still there. Next morning, the next morning, the next morning. But the 10th morning, I woke up and the warts were gone. He taught me how to release my faith. I never had another wart in his hand since. He taught me how to release my faith. Now, when I pray in Jesus' name and I send the word to you, you let your faith go to God. Right now, in the authority of Jesus' name, I send the word to you. Now listen, it may be your heart, maybe your blood pressure, your blood sugar. It may be the arteries. It may be your brain. It may
warts.
Be cancer. It may be warts. It may be some other growth, a mass, a tumor. It may be your knees or your feet or your shoulders or your back. It may be a disc or a vertebra. Whatever it is, it may be a cancer. In the name of Jesus, I send the word to you, just like Jesus did. I send it. It's not me, it's Him. I'm sending Him, His word to you. I rebuke this attack. I send the word to you. I curse this sickness at its very root, and I command it to come out of you in the name, and there it goes. It's coming into people right
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
I feel that all over me. In Jesus' name, people are getting healed right now. Turn your faith
Thank
loose.
You.
Let your faith go. Father,
Thank
I release
you.
My faith. I take that. I pull that healing in. Richard
yes,
has given
amen.
Me the word. He sent it to me. I take it. I receive it. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. I claim this healing in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And you're going to start getting emails and calls and letters
yes,
from people saying,
I believe
I got
that.
Healed
yes,
on
I
the
believe
Voice
that.
Of Victory broadcast that day.
Yes, I believe
in
that.
Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, that's what God has commanded me to teach pastors, how to do that. Oftentimes people say, well, no, he has an anointing just for that. It's the same Jesus.
Amen.
I don't have any more Jesus than you have. You don't have any more Jesus than I have. He's the same Jesus. We have access to that. And yes, I have a special calling for healing. There's no doubt of that. But God said, I can transfer that. I can pray over ministers of the gospel. I can lay hands
oh,
on
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
And that they can lose the intimidation. Many pastors don't pray for people because they're intimidated. They say, well, what if nothing happens? Well, what if it does? What have you lost? You think they're going to get sicker when you pray for them? You have a right to pray, and you have a responsibility to pray.
You know, Richard, in the early years of our ministry, of course, the devil tried to attack me with that kind of thing.
Sure.
And I heard others. I heard one man say, "Oh, he'd finish a prayer line and." And he said, then he would just be broken. He said, oh, God, there was so many, help me. There's so many that didn't get anything. Well, there was something happened. I didn't like that. My spirit wasn't agreeing with that. I wasn't criticizing him. I was just, because I was attempting to pray the same thing.
Sure.
The Lord said, now you wait a minute. He said, did you release your faith when you laid hands on them?
Yes.
I said, yes, sir, I did. He said, now, when you say they didn't get anything, you just turned it back off. Mm-hmm. He said, you don't, well, I was thinking about it on those warts on your hand.
Yeah.
That it didn't go immediately. It was several days that was working inside you.
They were on the way out.
They were on the way out. But if your dad had gone that next morning and went and said, oh, Lord, Richard still got those warts, he would have cut his faith off. And that was your contact with faith.
He once said to Lindsay when he prayed for her, he said, you're winting. And she said, what do you mean? He said, the Bible says some were healed as they went.
Yeah, amen.
They were winting. It took a period of time. Sometimes healing comes instantaneously. Sometimes it comes over a period of time. You know, when Jesus cursed the fig tree, it didn't look like anything.
No,
happened.
It's 24 hours later before
the next day. Hey,
yeah.
Look, Jesus, the fig tree you cursed has withered from the roots.
So don't
That's when he said,
that...
have faith in God.
Yeah.
You know, believe. Every miracle is not instantaneous. Sometimes it comes over a period of time. But you keep believing, you keep believing, you keep believing, and you don't let go.
What you can't see is healing force working
yes.
in the spirit
yes.
concerning this thing. And it's working there, it's working there. And as you continue your faith, you keep it turned on. If you're a pastor that's laying hands on the sick, Don't walk away from that service and say, oh, I'm so upset because those that didn't get it. Now, wait a minute. Your faith was the reason they were there in the first place.
That's right.
So you keep your faith turned on. Don't turn yours off at the end of the service. Say, praise God, I laid hands on them in faith, and your healing power is still working on the inside of them right now. And I'm standing with them. I'm believing with them. Amen.
I just got back from Honduras. I laid hands on 800 pastors in a couple of days, teaching on healing, the Holy Spirit, and seed faith. Those pastors were so excited. Many of them told me, I've never laid hands on the sick before because I've been intimidated. And now they're supercharged to lay hands on them and to believe God for miracles. Yeah. That's part of my assignment for the rest of my life, to do that. And I'm so excited about it because one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight.
Oh, yeah.
We get together in our faith. You know, the devil's crowd seems to be arm in arm. We got to learn how to do that. We got to find out a way to come into unity and harmony together.
Amen.
And join our arms together.
Amen.
And come together in one accord, believe what this word says, and then act on it in Jesus' name. And we'll start seeing the kind of things that the disciples saw in those days.
And don't be fearful and intimidated to do it.
No.
Because if you're a born-again child of God, you're called to lay hands on the sick.
He said it.
Amen. He said so.
Yes.
Cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. Well, he wasn't talking to just preachers. He's talking to the believer.
Well, what if the person isn't seemingly healed instantaneously? What do you say to them? Well, you don't say, I guess you had no faith. You don't say that at all. No, 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 no. No, here's what you say. I've set my faith with you in a faith agreement.
Yes, sir.
I'm not coming out of this agreement
yes,
until
sir.
The miracle comes.
Praise
That's
God.
That's what you say.
And Richard and I have set our faith together. And it is released. The word of God is sent.
Yes.
Now take it.
Hallelujah.
As Gloria is talking about Mark 11:24. When you pray, believe you receive and you shall have. And the word receive is to take. She said, if you haven't taken, you haven't finished praying. And that's what we're talking about.
And also, if you haven't believed, you probably aren't going to receive.
That's right. So you set yourself to believe it. Release your faith. I believe. You can do it like this. Father, I choose to believe this.
I choose.
I choose this. And we're out of time. And Richard, I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.